Ratings Africa published its annual Municipal Financial Sustainability Index for the financial results of the municipalities for their June 2018 financial year. The report has found that service delivery is likely to collapse in the majority of municipalities. To break down the report's findings, I'm joined on the line by Leon Klassen. He's an analyst at Ratings Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Leon. From your assessment, what proportion of local municipalities in the country look to be financially unsustainable?
Yeah, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, we've completed our analysis and we've looked at basically the largest, 100 largest municipalities in South Africa. And unfortunately, the trend is very negative and it's going down further. Of the 100 municipalities that we've analyzed, only 77 of those 100 actually made operating profits during the year. So that, you know, is for them a very bad start in terms of their financial sustainability. What we do is we score these municipalities out of 100, and the average score for these 100 municipalities is 38 out of 100. So that means, you know, a definite fail for the majority of the municipalities in South Africa.
Not good at all. So when you break it down on a provincial level, which provinces have the worst performing municipalities and how bad are the levels of service delivery that you're talking about?
Well, obviously, you know, service delivery is dependent on the financial ability of a municipality to deliver those services. So when we look at the worst province in South Africa, that is Free State. So the average for the Free State municipalities that we've analyzed is only 17 out of 100. So basically 17%, that's their score that they've achieved, which is very bad, which actually shows they do not have financial ability to provide proper services in any of those municipalities.
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? I mean, what's going wrong with the municipalities? Is it that they don't get enough money from rates and whatever they get from national government? Or is it also a management issue or a combination of the two?
Well, I think it's largely a management issue because, you know, you have to start with an operating budget that is not reflecting a deficit. The municipalities are not allowed to budget for a deficit. They must budget for a surplus. But as it turns out, as I've mentioned, 77 of these municipalities actually end up with an operating loss. So it means either the budgeting process is totally inadequate,
yes,
and then they lack the financial discipline to stay within those budget guidelines, which obviously they don't stay within. That's the cause of these losses that they materialize.
Yes.
Yes, I think, you know, partially also the transfer from central government, but we also know that the central government's own finances are under severe pressure, so they cannot increase their transfers to the municipalities. So it's a situation which is not going to be rectified very easily.
Yes, but even when we look back in the past, maybe 10 years ago, when perhaps things were better, I mean, when the global financial crisis occurred, South Africa had a surplus and it was able to, you know, take counter-cyclical action and invest in the economy and keep things going for a while. At that time, obviously, there would have been the usual transfers to the local municipalities. But even then, this is not a new story. It seems as though municipalities, some of them, have been struggling to deliver.
That's right. You know, obviously, you know, if you don't have the finances, you cannot deliver proper services. You cannot invest in the infrastructure that you require to deliver these services. So that's the big problem with them. So, you know, and the situation is worsening. So yes, it's I think, you know, from a financial management perspective, proper budgeting practices, financial discipline, also the revenue collection to make sure that they get the cash in for what they've billed. That's also a problem. So you know, it's a combination of all these things that put these municipalities in a very dire financial situation.
Yes. Leon, what about stories that we hear about some municipalities that have been given a specific chunk of cash to do? I forget the term that's used for that. So it's an allocation, but it's a specific allocation for development. And then you hear that it's not even spent. You know, in those scenarios, when these municipalities don't spend, that's also problematic.
that is also problematic. You must remember, you know, the transfer from central government are basically split into two portions. The one portion is what they call the operational grants, which is largely earmarked for covering the cost of the indigent, you know, the three basic services that they provide. And then the second portion, you know, is basically the capital grants. Now, yes, that capital grants, those are earmarked for specific projects within a municipality.
Yes.
And then the municipality do not have the capacity or the means to really actually go and spend that money and make sure that that money goes into the ground so that they can, you know, get the infrastructure to deliver these services, which is a real problem. So, you know, sometimes they get the money, but they can't spend it because they probably don't have the right people in place to be able to do that.
Leon, what do you think the problem is? Because I know for many years, particularly around the time when Pravin Gordhan was finance minister, he talked often about initiatives to go and capacitate those municipalities that have been consistently struggling to deliver for one reason or another, whether it be capacity or finance. Have those initiatives just failed?
Yeah, I think so far most of these initiatives have failed because, you know, as I say, you know, they don't have the financial means, you know, and it starts with basically pure and simple good financial management practices, which obviously, you know, is lacking. Also, you know, the councillors are actually kind of the directors of the municipality, so they are responsible for the governance issues. But it seems to me that has also failed. The councillors, you know, in terms of exercising the fiduciary duty to make sure that the municipality is governed in a proper way, it hasn't happened. And unfortunately, the situation is deteriorating.
In terms of municipalities that we can emulate, you know, which were the good performers and were they in any specific provinces?
Well, the Western Cape municipalities, the average for the Western Cape is 63, compared to the average of the country of 38. So the Western Cape municipalities are performing in general much better than the rest of the country.
Right, okay. All right then, Leon, thank you very much for your analysis there. Not a great picture that you're painting. Let's hope that we can get the capacity to improve the situation. I mean, if we see what's happening in Alex, for example, let me ask you about that. What do you think about what's going on with the whole Alex situation and the way that politicians have reacted or dealt with the cries and pleas of people in Alexandra?
Well, I think, you know, there are probably a number of factors, but unfortunately, this is a situation that's been in existence for a very long time. And to fix that is not going to be overnight, regardless of who the politician is that is in charge. It's a practical problem that needs to be fixed, and it's going to take a long time to fix that.
Indeed, it will. All right, Leon, thank you very much for your time. That was Leon Klassen. He's an analyst at Ratings Africa.